Hey, good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Sunday Primer, a podcast that comes out on Sunday mornings with the hope and aim of fixing our attention upon the Lord before we walk through the doors of our church, before we sing a song, before we open God's word together as the church, just to begin to prime the pump of our heart, to begin thinking upon the Lord and praising the Lord for who he is and what he has done. And this morning I want to read for us from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. A familiar passage, I hope, for many of us, but it says this in verse 54. When this corruptible body is clothed with incorruptibility, and this mortal body is clothed with immortality, then the saying that is written will take place. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, death, is your victory? Where, death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin. And the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's good news for the believer, for you and I this morning. Yes, that's a good reminder for us. However, I'm sure that many of us, we don't often like to think about death. But that is one thing in life that is unavoidable. It shows up all around us. It shows up in the news. It occurs in our families and maybe even our friends. And no matter how strong or successful or secure someone may look or appear, death at the end of the day levels the playing field. It's something that none of us can escape. But here is the good news, that in Christ Jesus, death is not the final word. Paul in this book declares that death itself is swallowed up in victory. Praise the Lord. And that doesn't mean that death is delayed or the effects of death are softened necessarily, but rather it's swallowed. It's gone. It's finished. And isn't it fascinating that the very weapon that the enemy used, which is death itself to kill Jesus, has actually been dismantled by the cross and the empty tomb. That's fascinating. And that means that if you are in Christ, you don't have to fear what comes after your last breath, because death has lost its sting. Sin has lost its grip. Victory belongs to Jesus. And because you belong to him, victory also belongs to you. And so as you come to church today, come with hope. Come with great hope. Come with gratitude. Come remembering that the grave is not your end. Rather, eternal glory in the presence of our living Savior is. You have victory in Christ, and let's celebrate that truth together this morning. Lord, thank you that in Christ, death is defeated and life eternal is secure. Thank you, Lord. God, I pray that you would forgive us today for the ways that we have sinned against you this past week, the ways that we have not honored you in our thoughts, in our words, in our actions. Lord, would you forgive us? Would you fill our hearts this morning with incredible hope, remembering the resurrection? And may our adoration, may our worship today reflect the victory we already have in Jesus. Lord, be with us this morning as we gather. We pray all this in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus Christ alone. Amen.